Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Greetings, fellow test subjects. Welcome back to another edition of A Winner Is You. I'm just going all Portal, where we always use our head and we never forget that the cake is a lie. Drew and Adam are here. Sean is traveling this week. So out on assignment, as we'd call it. What's going on, fellas? How you doing? We're back for another week. Episode 35.
35 is a good number. I like that number. That's a good number.
We started doing the top fives on fives. We're going to have to do a top five coming up here soon. Maybe at 40.
Yeah.
Start getting your list ready now, fellas. I don't know what we're going to do.
I'll just start making a list of something. And then I'll just hope it's on topic.
Start making lists. Hopefully you get one right.
This is my top five. Top five what? Just top five.
Just top five.
Just top five. Anything. Well,
on point, you know what we should do? Top five wrestling returns.
Yeah, this isn't a wrestling show.
I'm all about that hustle, loyalty, and respect nowadays.
Oh, brother. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been waiting to talk to you all day.
Cena?
John Cena returned at Money in the Bank.
The biggest pop he's probably had in years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know that one.
They figured it out. Don't have him come back until you can have a live crowd. And when it's against Roman Reigns, because they're going to not boo you. Right. They're going to boo Roman Reigns.
I want to go back to the last time that they didn't sing John Cena Sucks during his music. Because this was the first time in probably, a decade?
At least 10 years would be my guess. Because people loved him in the mid-late 2000s, and then it flipped after a few years where it was like, this guy sucks. Where then people started singing that because the real fans.
Yeah.
We didn't want Hulk Hogan 2.0.
Five moves of doom, man. Five moves of doom. Wow. You'll have to come on to our DWI podcast and talk some wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what you need. Yeah. Because I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about John Cena. Favorite wrestler?
Yeah.
My favorite thing to watch happen to John Cena is
beat up John Cena!
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? That's AJ Styles. AJ Styles and the Good Brothers.
Beat up John Cena!
That was their favorite thing to do.
See, that's from the couple last years where I haven't watched. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Missing out, man.
You give me some prime. I don't even know what he did. He just always won. Give him a couple months. He's back in the title shot. He wins. and he loses, but he does it with respect.
John Cena's coming back for number 17.
Loyalty to the brand, and he hustles every time.
Oh boy. All right. That's enough. I can only,
okay, wait, hold on.
It can only take so much.
Is 17 the like the number, or is it 18?
16.
What's the like record?
16 is the record with Ric Flair and John Cena tied him.
Yeah, that's okay.
17.
So they're gonna give him 17? Does it even
Fuck
really count?
No.
Then?
I think they will give him 17.
Oh, definitely.
I think they will.
Fuck no, they will.
I think they will.
But then Triple H is going to get his boots back in the ring, and he's coming for number probably 14.
Ric Flair's going to wheelchair his ass out there and win it. God damn it.
He has an oxygen can.
He definitely, well, he does like a sniff, a shot of something before he goes out, because when he comes out, he is on it. Like, he's just, woo, 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 doing his dance, his little strut down to the ring, nonstop woos.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, there's your
That's
wrestling.
Enough wrestling.
You're welcome.
This is not a wrestling podcast. This is a video game podcast, and we got some video game things to talk about, so let's do that.
Shall we play a game?
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Well, it's kind of a simple one. Skyward Sword Remastered got released last Friday. We need to at least talk about where we are so far, even if we're not that far. And Steam is getting back into the market, coming out with a handheld. We got to figure out the specs of the Steam Deck. That's all we got. We're going to try this button and see if this is the actual old school theme. Did it.
Love it.
Did it, fellas.
That's it. Better.
You did it.
It's better? Is it better?
No.
You did it.
It is. Significantly better.
It's way better.
I don't know.
It's so much better.
I don't know. We'll see.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Skyward Sword. Adam, you played it?
Oh, definitely. I'm playing as the Zelda, and I'm attacking the little mole people and trees.
Yep, you got it.
With right. my Sword of Hyrule.
Yep. You hit it all. That's right on.
Perfect. The sword that's this in the sky. The sky high sword.
Yes. It goes as high as the sky. With the green coins.
As high as the sky. the green coins. That's awesome.
I only know him as the green coins because of Mario Kart. If you play on any of the Zelda courses, instead of coins, it's the green gems. Rupees. Or whatever.
Rupees.
Green coins.
Rupees.
It works just like a coin. I got to collect 10 of them. I get a boost.
Yep. Okay. You're right.
Collect 10 of them. You can get a potion. That's what it is.
It's 20. 20 at the bazaar for a potion. For potions.
Was it? Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, rupees are come all over the place. I don't pay attention to money.
It's true.
What's a love potion? Like 1,000 rupees? Ah, fine.
I'll just buy one of those e-cards for $2. I'll have a bunch of rupees. No problem.
You get a shark card for Zelda Skyward Sword.
Yeah, one of the shark cards. Is this, I will ask quick before you guys get into the game, is this the one that Drew, you bought Wii or Wii U specifically for just to play?
This is not. That was Twilight Princess. Twilight Princess was a release title for the Wii. It did come out on the GameCube as well, but it was technically a release title for the Wii, much like Breath of the Wild was for Switch, because it came out on the Wii U. But no, Skyward Sword was later. I think it's the 10 year anniversary, right? So I think it was 2020 or it was 2011 that it came out. So no, it wasn't the one that I bought the Wii specifically for. So this is the game. Actually, this is the only mainline Zelda game. I guess I don't know how to say it. Non-Game Boy Zelda game that I haven't played. So I'm pretty excited to play it because I've actually successfully avoided most spoilers for 10 years. Don't know how, but usually spoilers don't come out for 10-year-old games very often. So
not much. If you didn't pay attention to it right away, you're probably good.
Yeah. Anytime a speedrun came up for it, I just said, nope, we'll watch that later. So, no, I'm excited to play this one. So, Dan, did you buy it?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I bought it Friday when it came out. Well, actually, I technically bought it Thursday because it came out. You could download it at about 11 o'clock at night. So I purchased it right then to download it so that I could be ready to go in the morning. And then I couldn't sleep Thursday night. So I ended up playing it for about 2 hours until about 3 in the morning.
That's awesome.
So it worked out good that I downloaded it. So yeah, I did. It's like I said, I played it for a couple hours so far. And I'm in the same boat as you, Drew. I don't really usually read spoilers at all anyway. And this one, you know, because it was the Wii game and I didn't have the Wii at the time or anything, this is the one that fell in between where I just didn't play it.
Yep.
And so I'm really excited to play it. I know people have people have shit on this one a little bit because it's, you know, whatever. But I mean, so far, I'd have no problems with it. I think it's fun. Maybe it's if it's supposedly a little different than the other games, so what?
So I'm explicitly not watching any reviews or anything about it because
that is
one of the problems with any of these older games is that you have the diehard fans from the original that came out and any changes they made is going to be like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think they I thought like it was horribly reviewed when it was released, the original version.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was, I can't remember now, but I thought it was one that was like, this isn't anywhere near as good as all the others or whatever.
I mean, I think that had a lot to do with the motion controls. The big reason that this is one of the only ones that I haven't played is because there's no good emulator for it. Like the only way you can emulate it is by having a Wii emulator. And it's full of motion controls. Mm. So, I mean, this game that just came out on the Switch, Skyward Sword HD, there is an option to play just like with a pro controller, and you don't need to use the motion controls. However, I did that for all of about 10 minutes and then realized, like, no, this game really seems to want me to use the motion controls. Like, it's punishing me kind of for using the non-motion controls.
Really?
So, yeah, that's the way I felt, because it was like there was extra buttons you had to hit to make it work with the Pro Controller, whereas when you use the motion controls, you can just, you know, swing your arm and it works.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The motion controls aren't awesome. Like, it's... I might go back to the Pro Controller just to see if the, now that I've gotten a little bit further in the game, I haven't gotten too far, but we can talk about that in a second. But now that I've gotten a little further in the game, I might switch back just to see what it's like to control the sword specifically with the non-motion controls, because I think that's kind of the main thing you do with the motion control is directing the sword, and like the different ways that you slash mean different things and affect enemies differently. So I'm not sure how they even handle that with the Pro Controller. I don't know, Dan, if you've been playing motion or Pro Controller.
I have not tried motion controls yet.
Okay.
I think that was one of the, I don't know if that's one of the turnoffs of when it got to the Wii's with Twilight Princess was the same way. And then now this one where it's a little more, even more to the motion controls. Because I'm in the generation before that, where it's like, motion control, can't I just hit the button and swing in fucking Zelda? Like, really? Like, it has to get, like, it has to try to make it more complicated? Like, it doesn't need to be more complicated. Like, I would tell you, I know, well, we'll talk about where you are. I would say wait, keep the motion controls for a little while, and then see what you think.
Okay.
Because you'll get to some points where fighting some of the piranhas and stuff that pop up, they attack a different way. And you have to kill them specifically with the way you swing your motion, your controller.
Gotcha.
You know, whether it's left or right, up or down, it's different between the enemy. So I don't know if trying it with the motion control would be better for me or not, because I'm using the control stick to do the angles and all the different stuff. So we'll see. Maybe I'll try it the other way too.
With the control stick, do you just push the like control stick one way or the other, and that is how your sword swings?
Yeah, so it's just the right control stick. It's just you flick it left to right, like just flick it to the right. You flick it up, and he does the up attack down, you know, top to up to down, backwards, he goes down to up. So depending on which way you flick the stick or the angle, yeah, whatever way you go, he's going to swing that way. And then to do your special, you know, maneuvers or whatever, the, you know, the special attack, when you hold the sword up, you just hold the right stick up, and he just holds the stick, you know, holds the sword above his head until it glows. And then the spin attack, you got to go left, right, left really fast, and then he does the spin.
Oh, okay.
And the same for the ground stab is up, down, up. So you got to pip, pip, pip.
Okay.
Then he does the move. So it's not bad. At least I've gotten the hang of it.
Yeah, so I guess the main reason I was saying I felt like it was punishing me was right at the very beginning, like trying to do the free camera, you need to hold, I think, the right button, like, or left button.
L, yeah,
like
the left shoulder. Yep.
Right, and to be able to do the free camera. And then I was like, well, let me see what this is like with the motion controls. And with the motion controls, you don't need to hold anything extra to do the free camera. Like, you just turn the joystick left and right.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so they're like making it harder to use the Pro Controller because they're adding in extra buttons to be able to do this functionality. But I'm guessing why it has you do that is because I'm guessing that motion, like, it's probably the same motion as using your sword, right? It's the same stick that's required for using your sword. So you need to hold the button to change that stick from sword to camera. So I guess that kind of makes sense. And you can always use the Z to always look the right direction. So I don't know. Yeah. I might actually just go back to the Pro Controller, because I did feel like with the motion controls, it was kind of just a nuisance. And it wasn't as accurate as I would want. Like, when I picked up the, what is it called? The sword of, is it just called Skyward Sword? Or whatever sword it is.
Yeah.
And when I hold it up, you're supposed to like hold it up to charge it up with the light of whatever the sky and then slam it down. Like, I was holding my hand in the air for like 5 minutes trying to figure out the exact right angle to hold it up at. So it was a big pain in the butt. So I don't know. I might try it.
Yeah, I would give it Yeah, we could talk about where we are so far, but I would give it
just give it
a little bit longer. And just see what you think when you get into some more actual enemy fighting and see how it is, you know. Cuz like at the beginning there when you're in the Skyloft, I think it's Skyloft, right? Yeah. In your little hometown up in the sky, you're not really fighting a lot of guys. Like you went to the cave and got some of the beat up some of the bats and blobs, but that's about all you get to attack up there. So,
and that was all pretty easy.
Yeah. But when you get to the surface, at the, you know, there, you know, there's obviously going to be more enemies and stuff. So there's, you know, there's some piranhas and stuff where it's like, yeah, you have to specifically kill them in a certain, you know, angle. Gotcha. So I don't know if the motion controls would be better or worse, cause I haven't tried the motion yet, but it feels like it could be maybe beneficial because you have to specifically swing a certain way, but if doing some of the other special things is not as intuitive or reactionary, then maybe it's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Cause I haven't had too much trouble maneuvering with the camera. Cause I'm usually, when I'm moving around the world, I'm holding down that button and using the stick to move around and look around while I'm running. I'm hardly ever
just in a habit of, you just have a habit of holding it down.
Yep. Until when an enemy shows up, then it's like, okay, let go of that and try and then use the Z trigger to lock onto them. And then you're in, you know, fight mode.
So your left forefinger is always doing something. It's either holding the camera control or the Z.
Yeah.
You're just kind of going up and down your left trigger. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the way I've found so far. It's been the easiest to look around the, you know, the world, you know, your surroundings by just using that stick all the time and holding down the free camera, because it's, you're not running into nothing. Like you can't, like if you start running left, unless you hit the Z trigger to, you know, center the camera behind you, you're just, you're running to, you don't know what. So.
Right.
So far, I've been just using, you know, holding down the L button and just using that control stick. And while I'm running, I turn the camera to see where I'm going. And that way, if I'm I can kind of look left and right, pan around a little bit. If I know I'm just running straight, I can pan around to see if there's, oh, do I need to go run over here to get something or whatever. Right. But yeah, so far, I mean, you know, the beginning part was fun. You know, you got your... Falcon or whatever. What the hell do you have? That's not a falcon, is it?
Yeah, well, I can't. It's not a falcon, but I can't remember the name of it either. Everything is sky something. It's like sky.
Sky falcon.
Sky falcon. Loftwing. It's a loftwing.
Loftwing.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
That was pretty neat. I mean, I don't know if you get a horse or anything on the surface. I would assume so, but like that's a little. You know, a little twist that you're not used to. You're not used to flying around with Zelda or Link.
Yeah.
And Zelda's with you, you know, at the beginning there.
Spoiler. Okay, the very beginning.
What are you talking about? The very
beginning. Zelda's there. Okay.
When you're doing your flying stuff and all that, which is really cool. She's a little bully. It's kind of neat. She's the bully, man.
She's not a bully.
She stands up for you, man. Punches the guy in the nose.
But that's not a bully. He's the bully. He, like, took your... You just said it, Loftwing.
Loftwing.
And hit it away. And she's sticking up for you.
Dude. It feels like Link's...
got a little crush on you.
Feels like Link's a little, yeah. Well, they're supposed to be, whatever, childhood friends, like longtime friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I say childhood friends because I don't know how old they're like 12 in this fucking thing. I don't know.
Yeah, they're young.
Yeah. Right?
They're in school.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool, yeah, to watch the little... They actually, like... in a sense have a relationship in some sorts where you don't get like that story in any other Zelda.
No, you don't. I mean, and it's kind of a, it's because this game is the first game in the series. So even though it's whatever game along the timeline, this is the first game in the timeline. So this is the start of all Zelda games.
All right. I did not realize that.
Yeah. So it's like with the official timeline, this is the very first game in the series.
Okay.
So it's kind of, I'm reading into this, but I am thinking that it's everyone who's played this game before is going to be like, ah, you're either way off or, oh, you know what you're talking about. Which, so it's going to be somewhere between those two. But what I'm thinking is, because, like, there's no, like, Zelda's not a princess, right? Like, she's the daughter of this headmaster of this school, right? And right. Link isn't, like, anything fancy. He's just a student at the school and just so happens to be Zelda's friend.
He's a bum. He's like, lazy.
He's kind of lazy. Yeah. So, but we're slowly finding out, like, that obviously they're, like, chosen ones, right? So he's the chosen one to, like, go and kill whatever the big bad is. I guess I'm slowly figuring out who that is. Seems like it's a big shadow monster. And then, you know, Zelda was kind of taken. So, like, you're slowly realizing that they're playing a bigger role and they're, like, chosen ones of this. What's the deity's name? I can't remember. It's, like, the sky. It's everything's sky something.
But the one that's following you around? Oh, no. The goddess. Phoebe. The goddess one, right?
The goddess. Yeah.
Guy goddess. Got it.
Yeah, the guy goddess. The goddess.
Goddess.
No, so, but whatever. You know, so they're, like, kind of nothing. And then in every subsequent game, they're, you know, Zelda is royalty, right? It's Princess Zelda. And so I'm interested to see, like, how they come about that. And, like, the fact that the sword you have is the Skyward Sword, not the Master Sword.
Master Sword.
Right? Yeah. So later in the game, are you going to, like, I think maybe, like, from reading the timeline, like, maybe the Master Sword is forged as part of this game. So I don't know. I'm interested to see how this goes. And then if there's a bunch of still holes that are missing, then I'm going to be even more interested to read even more in depth into the timeline to see, like, okay, well, what happens next? You know, what's the next game in the series? So.
Nice. So I know you're not too far into it. Where did you leave off? So I'm not.
So I just got the Skyward Sword and am just about to leave. I want to say Skyfall. What is the name of the place?
Skyloft. James Bond.
Skyfall. James Bond thing. Yeah. So I'm just about to leave Skyloft.
Okay. So you got your loft wing back.
I got my loft wing back. I won the, you know, I beat the bully. Won the race. Zelda's gone. She fell to the surface. So literally, Fee just said, hey, you have to buy a potion, make sure you have some potion, and make sure you have a shield. Yep. So I got the shield, and I got the potion, and I just literally haven't left yet, because I think what I'm going to do is just switch to the Pro Controller quick, go into that little arena where you can, like, learn the controls and stuff. The training thing, learn the controls for the Pro Controller so that inevitably when I get down to the surface and I get pissed off at the motion controls, I can switch over to Pro Controller and I'll at least know what's going on. So
nice.
That's the plan, is to finish that up first and then do whatever it is you have to do to actually leave. So that's where I'm at. So where are you?
I'm not too far past that then. Once, you know, you'll get down into the onto the surface and you go through a couple things and you learn one more new thing when you get down there for sensing stuff, and then, like, there you basically quickly get into a forest that you have to go through, and that's about where I am, is getting through this forest where you start getting into some enemies and you have to supposedly you're going to find Zelda. And there's this temple in there where she supposedly, you know, is. And
I'm sure she's there.
Oh, of course. I mean, the first one. So always, that's it. Yep. That first
temple you go to, game over, found Zelda, fly back up, good to go. That's not a spoiler.
Never. I mean, you play any adventure game, it's always the first castle. Princess is always in the first castle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not too far ahead. But the only thing I didn't, I guess, like, I guess, or I don't see what's so great about is the graphics seem like kind of shitty. Like, I don't know how you feel about them, but I thought they'd be a little bit better. I don't know. I didn't get any better when I got down to the surface and I'm looking at Adam's favorite thing, the trees. And
damn,
these are worse than, these don't look any better than N64.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it says HD, right? Like, that's in the title.
Yeah.
I suppose it is HD, but it's probably like 720. Like, HD is like just HD. It's not full HD.
It's,
so, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a 10-year-old game. Like, I wasn't expecting to be wowed by the graphics, right? So,
no, I wasn't either. Like, I guess I expected better, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I think, for especially, $60. It is $60 for a $50 game that's 10 years old. Yep. But it's, I don't know. Like, the Switch is limited hardware, to say the least, right? And I can't remember if we talked about the new Switch that's coming out. Maybe we'll talk about that as part of the next topic. But, the Switch has limited capabilities, right? Like, if you play Breath of the Wild, you get into that Lost Forest or the Lost Woods, like, your frame rate tanks, and it is just, it's bad. And that's at 1080p at max. And if you're in the handheld, it's 720p. So, you know, if the frame rate's tanking at 720p, 1080p, like, you're not, this is not the end all of be all of graphics, right? So, I think it would be a problem if they upped the graphics so much to where your frame rate was going down. So I would actually prefer like slightly less graphics, but performant. So I don't know, especially for a 10-year-old game. I'm not looking for like super graphics here.
No, I wasn't either.
That's just my.
I feel like how you're playing it too, though. Are you playing it? So like, what are you playing it on, Dan? Are you just playing it on the handheld or are you using the dock to a TV?
Handheld. I'm handheld.
What about you, Drew? Handheld as well?
Nope, I'm on the dock.
I wonder if it's different, if you play it one way or the other. I feel like the graphics always, to me, look better if I'm playing it on the dock. But again, most of the Switch games I'm playing are Mario, very limited. It's not crazy graphics. You get what you get, which sounds like this, but kind of makes sense, I guess. It's not amazing. They know how to get you to spend $60. Come on, let's be honest.
You put Zelda.
Nostalgia machine.
That's all you need.
Yep. Right.
What? I'm in. How much? Can give it to me.
Zelda? You got it. And you know what? To be fair, it doesn't say HD trees, okay?
It does. HD is in the name. So.
It is.
We didn't tell you what would be high definition. Right. We just said there'd be some high definition.
It'd be like one cutscene in the middle that's high. Yeah. It's like super high definition.
The first loading screen.
All right. Well, more to come on Zelda Skyward Sword as we continue our path through completion. Or starting, at least.
Yep.
We haven't even got to Temple 1, so, you know, we got a ways to go.
It's time, man. Getting old sucks.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
It's all of it, too. Getting old, working too much, wanting to be outside because you can be outside again.
Mm-hmm.
The children's, that plays into it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, now's a tough time. We got some good sports going on. Summertime, going out trying to golf. It's hard to fit in. It's hard to fit in a lot of gaming, so we'll get there.
When winter comes around.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be then it's like I don't want to leave the house.
Right.
Get the video games. Get the systems booted.
All right. Well, as we transition from Skyward Sword into Steam, let's take a little commercial break. You're listening to A Winner Is You on TheChairShot.com.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy, King Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And make sure you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/chairshot and get yourself a chair shot t-shirt. We just said it's summer. It's getting warm. Get yourself a nice short sleeve t-shirt. Promote your favorite podcasts. We got a ridiculous amount of shirts. Go pick one up. Even if it's not a winner as you, I won't be that offended. There's still plenty of good ones out there. Well, you don't have to listen to Drew. Just get a t-shirt. That's all I ask.
There's easy discounts too. Take advantage. Just look at the website from time to time. You'll get it on a deal even.
That's right. All right. Well, we got a new handheld coming out. And Steam's back in. They're going to try again. I think they're going to succeed this time?
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah. I think there's a key difference this time.
What's the difference?
From the, what the hell was it called? Steam Machine?
Steam Machine.
There was that soccer movie, Green Machine or whatever. Anyway, going back. I think the difference is because it's done by Valve, right? This is all fully them. It's not some outsourcing and then kind of dropping out when you want type deal. Like, they're going at this like they went at the VR. Like, I think they showed their successful building their own tech, releasing for their platform and their games, and that's the best VR you can get. So, like, I think they have success in the past to build on, to release something that I think, if this came out a year ago, would probably have the highest sales of, like, a video game thing of all time. Because how the pandemic hit, and everybody was like, oh, I'm home all the time. Time to play video games now and get back into that. And there still is that now. It's not the same. We just talked about it. You go outside a bit and all those things. But look at people still can't get, Sean can't get a PlayStation 5 still. Most people can't get a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox One X. I think there's no problem with the S. But you might as well have an whatever the other Xbox is. But it kind of makes sense. Like, I don't know. When it comes out, the way they do things with how you reserve, it's not just first come, first when, like, hey, GameStop released it today, it's, you got 30 seconds, go buy one. Like, when your time comes in line, get it. Like, get your reservation in for $5. Like, I think it's going to be great. For people like me who don't want to necessarily build a PC and spend all that money doing it to potentially not play it a lot, this seems like the great alternative. And anything I've learned now, 8 months has it been 8 months? Oh, God. 8 months as a dad is that the flexibility of a handheld is what I need. Like, I can play the Switch anywhere. It's a lot harder to go sit at the TV and play, like, my PlayStation comparatively. So, like, to be able to take this anywhere and play a way wider selection of games sounds amazing. And so far, what it looks amazing. So, could be great. I hope it is.
You're looking up the specs.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hit all the big points. Drew,
you got it.
Wrap it up.
It's all over.
All right, here's the specs. I am looking up the specs because it's an interesting offering, right? I agree with everything that I'm said. I think this will be a hit. When you had said that you had thought this would be the top selling console of last year, I made a face like, "What the hell are you talking about?" But you made a good point that with COVID and the fact that nobody can get anything else, this probably would have been really good. I think it would have been amazing. You know, the fact that it's coming out 2 years late might be a problem. Yeah. But the specs aren't terrible. I think when you're comparing it to its obvious direct competitor, which is Nintendo Switch, it's nice, right? I mean, it has the screen itself is okay. It's a 720p screen. It's actually a 16 by 10 aspect ratio, which is a little odd. You know, typically you're going 16 by 9. But 16 by 10 is nice because it adds a little bit of more vertical space than what you're maybe expecting. So I'm not sure what they're going to use that for, if they're going to fill it with kind of GUI or anything. But it looks good. I mean, the specs are okay. It's not, it's nothing to write home about. But it's okay. It has a, you know, 4-core, 8-thread AMD, 3 gigahertz. You know, not anything to write home about when you're talking about PC building your big, you know, box that sits next to you on the floor. But for something that fits in your hand, that's not terrible. I mean, that's on par with the best gaming laptops that are around today. The GPU, I haven't really been able to figure out what the direct comparison to kind of a notable GPU would be. It says 1 to 1.6 gigahertz, which, I, to be honest, I don't exactly know what that equates to in GPU specs. So maybe more to come as more comes out. I'm going to have to maybe do some more research on that. But, you know, with the fact that it's only pushing a 720p screen, it probably doesn't matter that much. The time when it's going to matter is when you hook it up to a monitor, right? And you're going to try to push this thing 4K through the little display port on the side. That's going to be a problem. But for the given purpose of having a handheld and a 720p screen, same thing that we talked about on the Switch, it's, you don't need that much horsepower behind it. It's a small 7-inch screen that's 720p. It's, you know, it's not going to demand the huge 3080 that nobody can get, right? So the functionality looks amazing. Like all of the different buttons and everything they have on this thing, like there's 2 thumbsticks, there's a D-pad, the ABXY kind of normal buttons, but then there's these 2 trackpads right underneath it, which look like they maybe mimic kind of like a trackpad mouse sort of thing. Which is going to be really nice when you're talking about, you know, I guess we haven't even mentioned, like, this can play pretty much any PC game, right? It's a Steam box. It's basically a PC.
Yeah.
So, you know, having access to something that kind of mimics a mouse on a handheld like this is going to be awesome. 2 really nice speakers kind of right in your face, pointed directly at you. That's actually really nice. Don't let Sean hear me say this, but it has a headphone jack, which is pretty awesome.
oh, shit.
He won't tune in. It'll be fine.
And then on the back, I mean, it doesn't only have the L1, L2, R1, R2 trigger buttons, but it also has like pinky and ring finger buttons.
Which the elite are, buttons.
What are they called? Elite? Yeah, the, that's right. It was,
buttons. Oh. That's what they have on the Xbox Elite controllers. They're like, you do those, they're supposed to help you with your COD shooting.
Is it, I guess you either use pinky and ring or ring and middle to use those 2 fingers, to those buttons, I guess.
Claw, baby.
Yeah, the claw, right? But the fact that it has all of these buttons in it is amazing. You know, I have the Steam controller, which had come out, I don't know, a couple, maybe 5 years ago, something like that. And it mimics a lot of this. It has a lot of the same things. But the fact that this looks, it's all very symmetrical. Like they have 2 trackpads, one on either side, the thumbsticks, the D-pad, everything. It's all very symmetrical, left and right. The Steam controller was kind of weird. For anybody that has it, they'll probably agree with me that it was just kind of weird to hold. Accessing all the different buttons were a little strange. But it was nice because it had a lot of options. And this thing will have a lot of options as well. Hopefully a lot of games will really support a lot of these different buttons and everything, And if not, the way Steam works in the past, like there will be either mods or profiles that basically users can upload, and you'll be able to download and say like, okay, this is my profile for The Witcher or Control or whatever. And they'll have mapped all the different buttons to at least what that person thinks to be the most logical mapping. And then you'll be able to kind of switch it as you see fit. So being that it's a PC, that's really nice. Like basically a lot of times you can map any one of these buttons to a single keyboard key if you really want to. Right. So that's nice to be able to do that. So I don't know. It's interesting that it doesn't have a nicer screen. I think that's the biggest thing that I see it's missing. Like, I think they're missing an opportunity to put kind of a nicer screen in it. But that being said, if they were going to put a nicer screen in it, they'd also have to put a nicer video card in it. And that just might not be in the cards, especially for something that costs $300. Is that right?
$400
for the $399 one. Yeah.
$399 for the 64 gig, and then up to $649 for the 512.
Yeah, and it's a slower storage. Your game still loads slower on the 64 gig. You get it's basically a faster SSD.
The faster
once you SSD. Get the other two, if you upgrade or do the one more expensive ones.
And it looks like the most expensive one has a slightly different, either, I don't think it's a screen, but maybe slightly different glass on the front.
That's what it looks like.
So there is a more reason to upgrade other than just size. Although, does it have an SD card slot? I'm sure it does.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So the size really doesn't make that much difference. I mean, internal SSD is always going to be faster than your SSD card, or not SSD, sorry, the
micro SD
card. I was adding an extra S. Yeah. So it's always going to be faster than your micro SD card, but the fact that you could probably get a terabyte SSD card to stick in this thing means that, you know, the extra 256 gigs of space probably isn't going to matter that much. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of interested in it. I don't think this is one that I'm going to be buying just because I already have a gaming PC. But I think I'm interested to hear from you guys what you think. You know, Adam, especially, you had kind of touched on it that this might be something you're interested in because you don't want to build a PC. But I'm interested to hear from, you know, Dan as well, what you think the target user is for this. And like, if you're not going to buy it, who do you think is going to buy it?
Adam, you want to tackle that one?
Oh God. Well, first I am interested. When I saw this pop up on, I think I was scrolling Instagram and I feel like I saw it through IG first. I was like, what? And I had to look into it. And like one of the first things that I looked at was price. And I was like, wait, you're shitting me. It's like $400. Are you sure? That's it. And I could reserve now for $5 and I don't have to get it if I don't want to. And I was like, that's kind of a good deal. And like, it, for me, I think it definitely hits like what Drew said, where it's like, hey, I don't really have the time or the want to build a PC at this moment in time. That could change down the road. But at this moment in time, would I rather put in the effort to build a PC to get a lot of the things? Well, not a lot of things, but certain things you can't get. It's very hard. It's just like trying to find a PS5 right now or the Xbox X. Good luck when the time comes to actually buy some of those internal components. But this, like, you put on a list and when my time comes, great, I can get it next year, quarter two, I think, as early as December. But based on all the reservations, it says right now it's Q2 2022. So timelines move back a little bit. I think that's what you're aiming for. I think the really crazy gamers are probably getting this regardless if they already built a PC or building a PC. I think for me, like, this is perfect. A price tag of $400, even if I thought about doing one of the other two, say I thought $650 made more sense and I was going to do that. That is still so much. That's like a quarter of the price of building a PC, a good PC, or a third of the price even. But like, that seems like quite a deal. to still play all the Steam games that I want access to, like when all those deals come out that I could download and then play wherever I wanted. I didn't have to sit at my desk to do it. That sounds amazing. And I think that's what's going to hit for a lot of people who consider buying this, is that I could spend $400, play the library I already have anywhere I want to, versus I have to play it at my PC. I think that's going to be a big selling point. That's why I think $400 is such a reasonable price point for this. And it might not be amazing, but if you already have all the games, like, you're not paying more than you paid the $400, and now I can go take a shit and play my game that I was playing at my desk.
That's awesome.
So this is also basically going to be a PC. You can put other stuff on this other than just Steam.
Can you?
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Which to me makes it more interesting. Website,
but it is elsewhere where they said there's going to be so many things you can download. I think they said if you wanted, you could download Microsoft to it, but then download apps as if it was any other thing.
And it's Linux based, but you can download Windows.
Portable Netflix. Can't wait. Even though you can do it on your phone now, but.
Well, and I also look to that towards emulators. If I could throw my emulators on there for my NES games or Super NES, N64, you know, you name it, makes a big difference. I mean, I've actually had my eyes on a handheld system for a while. I actually have money into the Aya Neo, waiting for that one to come out, which is very, very, very similar. And now this one popped up, which is awesome. I just, you know, I have one of those small little ones for emulators, and it was awesome to go back and play, you know, the Metroids and the Game Boy Advance that I have never played, because with Metroid Dread coming out, I wanted to go back and play all the 2Ds I haven't played. But I think about right now, my current state, my desktop PC, my gaming PC is in the basement. If I want to sit upstairs and play a game, I want to be able to play a game. And if I can have it in a handheld, that's exactly what I want. When I think about games like Retromania Wrestling, Hades, Spelunky, Flint Hook, all these games I've got on my Steam account, Fire Pro Wrestling, and then also, if I want to just play a game of basketball, NBA 2K or Madden even, or NHL, if I want to play retro NHL or the current NHL, if I can, throw a game and play it on there and then come back down here and open my Steam account and keep playing or whatever, I'm kind of in. That's kind of cool. I wouldn't see, for me, this something like this is, I've been looking for this, but not for playing games like Far Cry. I don't, you know, or anything like that. Right. I wouldn't play that on here. I wouldn't want to dock it and play it. I'd want to play it on my gaming PC. I obviously, this is attempting to be able to let you play games like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can totally get, like, yeah, you can only fit so much into a handheld. I don't, you know, if it can't handle those games, like, I'd be 100% fine with that. I want to play games that are more of these type of games, like, you know, like Hades, you know, or Spelunkies, or, you know, these more arcadey, you know, games that aren't ridiculously detailed like crazy, or have, you know, big first person shooters or anything like that, where I'd rather be sitting in front of my big TV or whatever to play. I wouldn't play them through this type of machine. That's not why I would buy it anyway. And that's not why I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it to sit on the couch and play games like that, you know. Games that are a little bit smaller in scale that will still be pretty awesome to play on a smaller screen. And I can sit in front of the TV and enjoy it, you know, or, you know, I don't have to sit there and get engrossed in a big storyline or anything. I'm just cranking through some levels or something. Or like if I'm playing a sports game, that's pretty easy. I can do that.
Yep.
So I'm super, super excited for this. Like I said, I've been keeping a track of the Aya Neo handheld, which is, I think, basically about comparable in the same specs and everything like that. So I think they're going to be, to me, that one looked like the best one that was coming out until this one started poking its head out. So I'm in. I'm buying one. I'm buying something because I do that all the time. I wish we could do something with the Switch and be able to play some of those, but I wasn't going to do it. And I have this, you know, like you have this big Steam library of games. Like you can't, if I can get a handheld that can play them, however I can play them, then I'm in. And I'd rather have them through my PC or through Steam than try to either have to decide like, okay, where do I want to play this game? Do I play it on, do I want to buy it for the Switch because I can play it in handheld, or do I want to buy it for Steam, or do I buy it for PS5? Like it gives you more of a, I don't know. It may sway your decision thinking about like if I get it on Steam on PC, I can play it on my computer. I can play it on my little handheld. I got some options. If I get it for PS5, I'm stuck and playing it one spot, which maybe is okay. But depending on how your setup is, maybe not. So I'm loving this. I'm loving that Steam's coming out with it. I hope it's awesome. I have faith in Steam. Like you said, Adam, the VR is the best one out there. It's phenomenal. I still play it. As you saw with my hole in one. Yeah. it's the only one I'll ever get, I'm bragging. Real life or virtual.
If only we were in Japan, you would have got a big party. We would have had to throw you a elaborate party.
Yep.
We would have had to have insurance, though. Otherwise, I wouldn't have thrown you a party.
So, yeah, I'm down, man. I'm in. I don't want to wait for Q3 2021 or 2022, I mean, for this thing to come out. I want it now, damn it. Why can't they be like Nintendo? Is it 23? I can't remember what the...
Q2, it says Q2 2022. Yeah. Although I haven't logged in, so it might be shifted even further.
It may depend on which one you're signed up for to reserve, or... Yeah, how many
all
people
three
have
of them
reserved
say Q2.
Q2 2022.
Which one? So which one are you thinking of, Dan? Are you just thinking of the $400 64 gig one, or are you thinking of...
I don't have a kid, so I spend as much money as I can.
Go right up.
I'm going to 512. I'm going to 512 as much as they can give me.
And I honestly was sitting here and I was like, I might as well. Like I don't know. It's still significantly better deal than if I want to than building a PC with all those benefits you just said. Like I just think about if you go travel, you bring it with you. You go somewhere and you have some of that downtime when you're like, I don't know, wherever you go, hey, look what I can play. And then I would play Far Cry 6 for like that half hour or an hour, and it would be perfectly fine because I wasn't planning on maybe necessarily playing the whole game through on it anyway, but just enough to be like, hey, I've been missing playing that game, I'm gonna play it. Mm-hmm. You play it for a little bit, you know, that for me, I feel like the games with the graphics and the story I would potentially buy on PlayStation 5 because of how I would want to play it with the graphics and everything else. But most other games I would buy and play through here and wait a couple months and look at the deals you're probably getting because of Steam sales every 3 weeks.
And realistically, so, you know, we're talking about 720p screen, which we all can agree that like, that's not a huge screen, but when you think about it, you know, if we're talking a 21 or to 27, 28 inch screen sitting in front of you that's running 1080p versus a 7-inch screen that's running 720, like your dots per inch or pixels per inch is going to be tiny, like super tiny compared to that big screen sitting in front of you, to the point where like the actual what you're seeing is going to be almost better. It's like, there's a lot of people that will debate me about this, but like I feel like when you have something that small, it obviously it's a smaller screen, so you can't see as much detail anyway, but like there's no sense putting 4K in a 7-inch screen. Like it barely makes sense to put 4K in a 21-inch screen, you know, 2 feet from your face. So it's like, put it this way, I've never been playing my Switch in handheld and been like, this looks terrible compared to the dock. right? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's never said that. So I don't think you're going to say the same thing here. You know, you're maybe if you're constantly playing 4K and you have like the top end graphics cards that are out today and you can hit 120 hertz at 4K, maybe you'll look at this and be like, this is garbage. But, you know, I think if this thing can maintain 60 hertz at 720p, that's going to make a lot of people happy.
Yeah. The only, yeah, the, like the only thing I, if it's obviously it's going to be tried to be powerful enough to play these games and play games like Far Cry or, you know, Call of Duty or whatever. The only thing I see, like for me anyway, is like, okay, if I'm going to, when I go and play it, play something or whatever, and I save it, like if I want to go play it on the bigger screen, I got to play, I still got to play it through there because that's where my save is, right? So you still got to dock it and play it through that system. You know, it's, I don't know. I'd rather, for those type of games, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather play it, like Adam said, you know, play it on the, get that for the PS5 or get that for my big gaming PC and play it on that. Like, it's just, it's nice to have that option for certain games where you're not, you know, if I can get it for Steam, right, and then I can play Far Cry 6 or whatever, and I play it on, like I said, yeah, the 27-inch, you know, super nice, you know, monitor that you got in front of you. But if you want to screw around or something, you can still, yeah, you can open it up, but you're not going to have any of your save games, you know, switching between the two consoles. So you're going to lose out a little bit on that. But if you're playing like NBA 2K, hey, I just want to play a game of basketball. You don't have to, you can just open it up, play a game of basketball or something, or like, you know, the Retromania game, wrestling games, or, you know, these games where it's just, it's a, you're playing, you know, roguelike games or whatever, you're not really having to worry about what console you're playing on necessarily. It's like, those are totally fine to play on a little handheld. You're not looking for like ridiculous graphics anyway. You're looking for just the gameplay and, you know, it's a good, those are good like time wasters and stuff like that. Like handheld is like, that's all I want for those type of games. I don't want, I don't need to play it on the big screen. I'm good.
And I think maybe I didn't hear you correctly, but are you thinking that you won't be able to transfer your saves from like your gaming PC to the handheld?
Right. You wouldn't be able to, right?
I think you would. I think a lot of games nowadays have cloud save for games, for your save game, to where you could actually, yeah, I think you could actually pick up a save game off the cloud between the two, right? Like you could close it on your PC and then open it up on the deck and your cloud save would be there and you can just start playing from there.
Well, good. Then I'm definitely in. That was one I wasn't 100% sure on because I figured it saves to your system, I guess, with now with cloud, all everything and then cloud, you can do it. But I thought for a lot of those, like it just saved it into, you know, your hard drive and, you know, you had to open it back up in there to play it. So
I think on a lot of games,
then it's even 100% better.
Yeah, there's a lot of games that I've seen where, like, my cloud save and my local save will get out of sync. Like, I think it saves it in both places, right? It'll save it on your hardware, and then it'll also attempt to save it in the cloud. And there's been multiple times where I'll get a notification when starting a game that says, hey, your cloud save is at a different, like, version than your local save. Which one do you want to use?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll have to try to figure out which one's the most recent, right? And, but I think that means for this, I at least think, you know, I guess we're all speculating at this point, but I would imagine that if you have a cloud save out there, you should be able to access it from this machine and just pick up where you left off on here, which, yeah, like you said, that makes it so much better, right? Because then you can play your top tier game on your gaming PC as long as you want. And then you say, oh, I just want to go sit on the couch upstairs, bring it over to the deck and be done.
Mm-hmm. If I want to go do those goddamn stupid side quests that the RPGs have and waste some time dicking around, I can go dick around for a couple hours. Yep. Well, stray from the main story.
I might as well knock a couple out.
Hell yeah. See, that's fucking awesome. I'd be down. I am down.
I would hope that's what they can do. I would hope that's part of the intent, because that would, you have your full library there. I really hope it can be some advantage to that, which would make it even better. Because, like, I keep thinking of the PS Vita, which I didn't own. I always wanted to own, but I was always told by my parents, we don't go anywhere. Why would you ever need that? So, you know, fair to them, I guess. but
they got you.
Yeah, you win. You win in the end. You had to own the separate disc, but I don't think cloud storage was quite a thing. Well, it wasn't a thing, but there wasn't a whole lot with, I played it on my PlayStation 3 at home. I can't play the same game on my PS Vita. You had to do two separate games, essentially, because it had like a GameCube size disc, I think I remember.
It was even tinier.
The PS Vita.
The little UHDs.
Yeah, it was a tiny little circle disc, right? But I always felt that was ahead of its time. Like, if done a little differently, I feel like that thing would have been amazing, because I always enjoyed when I got a chance to play it. Like, I was like, this is perfect. This is all I want, to be able to play it, put my face up to the screen like this and just play and mash buttons. And it just didn't stick on quite as well. So, like, I feel like if Steam does it well, where you can play on either and play the same game you were playing, that'd be amazing. Like, instead of, well, I have my one version here and my one version on the other one, you wouldn't really play that game two different ways, I guess. Like, that's my opinion on how I'd play it. But, man, that would be awesome. And, like, and just to keep talking about this, like, I didn't know what you guys thought about the full layout, with, like, how it doesn't quite look like a normal controller with, like, the staggered joysticks and things like that. If you guys like the look of that, I think I want to see how it feels in my hands. But IG also then tested a couple games and thought that they all ran pretty smooth. So it sounds very positive. It looks like it's going to be amazing.
So some real-time follow-up. I found a Wired article that explicitly talks about cloud-saving feature, allowing you to switch back and forth between a PC and the deck. And even more, it says, because it's a PC, it'll allow you to download other software like Epic. Mm-hmm. So you can actually play your Epic games on the Steam
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if it's a PC, you can download
like
whatever.
Drew's buying it now.
Epic games. Oh, that gives us just another console and another opportunity to play Grand Theft Auto 5. Download it for $15. Oh, yeah. See, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That was...
So I think it's good. I mean, we'll have to wait to figure out what the graphics actually look like. Some people are saying, you know, you're going to end up with low to medium settings on most games to hit 30 to 60 FPS, even at 720p. Who knows, right? Once you actually get the thing in your hands, you'll be able to see whether you'll be on high settings at 720p or medium settings or whatever. But it's the functionality that you get from all these other things. It does seem to trump any negative effects you get from maybe potentially playing at a lower graphics setting, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that's I think you hit the point earlier where it's just different when it's a handheld, it's smaller in front of your face, that it might not be as great as the big screen, but it almost feels like you're looking at that. Like, it looks like it looks that good. And it's, I think part of it is just because of how close it is to your face, and it is a smaller screen. Because I always think when I'm watching YouTube TV and I watch whatever sport I decide to watch and I'm in bed, I'm always like, wow, this looks so much better on my phone than it does when I'm just watching it on TV in the living room. And I think this will have the same effect to a point. I think it's going to have the same effect.
Yeah.
Any last
thoughts? Get that $5 reservation in.
Got it. You ready? You bought it? You reserved?
I was planning to. Reserved, but I was planning to. Did you?
I did
while too. While we were talking?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, at the beginning of this conversation, you said you were not in.
So I saw that the $5 is refundable if you decide not to buy it later. Yeah. So
it goes to your Steam account, sir. Are you sure you're going to spend that $5 on Steam, on any Steam products and software?
I think I'll be able to survive with $5 on my Steam account. I figured, why not at this point? You know, I have almost a year to decide. So,
Yep. Because you don't have to pay until your time's up.
Yep.
Why not? Why not?
Might as well. $5. Like I said.
And realistically, if a lot of other people have the same mindset as me, you know, we might end up getting it sooner, right? Because if all of a sudden somebody has the same mindset and they put their $5 in and it's December and they're finally getting released and they're like, ah, screw it, I'm not doing it. Well, that just means everyone moves up one spot, right? So, yep.
Or if like how you guys do it when Dan's got his spot in, Krista probably went and put her spot in. So now when they both get the email, they're both going to buy it. And now you have two at home.
Hey, we canceled that other. We decided no for the second VR unit, even though I told her to buy it. Like, we could sell that thing for like twice the price.
Yeah.
Well, no. You know what? That's a great. That is a funny point to bring up because they did make it where there was some kind of like blocking in the system for if your Steam account was too new, you couldn't reserve one. Oh, yeah. However, there were issues because it was so like people were so quick to get reservations in that it broke everything anyway. But it was trying to deflect what happened and what is happening with PlayStation 5, Xbox, the whatever the hell that other thing is. I can't ever remember. I always want to call it the RBX something, but that's not right. The is that the graphics card?
RTX?
Oh, you're talking the 3080 or 3090? Yeah, 3080. Yeah. The GTX 3080.
Yeah.
GTX. Okay. I said RTX.
It's a NVIDIA graphics card.
Yeah, where those are impossible to get, and you have to follow 300 people on Twitter to tell you that something just dropped at that second so you can get logged on and try to buy it as fast as possible.
Hey, we all played that game for our PlayStations.
We did, so. And guess what? We all got PlayStations.
We did.
Thank you, Costco.
Yeah, Kohl's.
And Kohl's.
The most... Kohl's coming out of nowhere.
Right?
Great. Love it.
Okay. Well, we're all reserved, apparently, so... Yeah, we'll check back in a year and a half when it comes out.
Yep.
Hopefully, maybe at the end of the year or something, we get some new specs or start to get a little more revelation as to what this thing's going to fully be. But I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
Same.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
There you go. Perfect. Right. Rock hard.
Any last thoughts before we close her up?
No.
Dynamite drop.
I waited to buy a Switch. Now I'm never going to play that again. Perfect timing.
Yes, you will for the Marios.
For the $60 Mario games.
That's right. That's all you need it for now is the Marios. Everything else you can get on Steam if you want.
Son of a bitches. Good thing I bought a PlayStation 5. I know I said all that stuff. Yeah, I'm probably just going to buy every single game through Steam. So.
Yeah, you can have the dock hooked up to your big screen, and you have your gaming PC, so you can play it wherever you want.
I'll definitely test it and see how it works. I would test it. That might make me be like, oh, but if I just had a gaming PC, this would look so much better. And then be like, that's what I'm building.
$2,000 later.
Yeah. Well, maybe in 2022, you'll be able to buy some PC parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. 2023.
Be the time.
Well, maybe. if you get better at that 3D printing, you could build the parts for me. Just let me know.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll look on Thingiverse and see if they have a GTX 3080 download.
You just let me know when it's ready.
Got
I'll
it.
Come pick it up.
That'd be $800, please.
If you could figure that out, that'd be a fortune. I'd be charging way more than $800.
A big piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Go ahead, plug it in. It'll fit.
It'll work.
It's like one of those things at the zoo where you put in your dollar to get your
get the plastic
wax elephant.
Yeah, get the elephant.
Yeah, the wax. I was thinking the smashed penny, 51 cents.
50 cents for a penny.
Oh, 51.
The 51 sorry. Penny? Yep, you got to give them. They can't even provide their own penny.
That's right. Nope.
God's sakes.
Nope.
What a rip. All right. That's all she wrote then, fellas. It's a good show. Really good shoe. Yeah. So that's it for us. While you're listening, make sure you go to thechairshot.com for all of your other news and wrestling and sports entertainment stuff. We got everything there. We got everything. And there may even be some video game reviews coming out. I don't want to spoil anything, but, you know, after playing Ratchet and Clank, I got hyped up to do a video game review, so that might be coming out soon as well. So make sure you keep track of those articles. And make sure you go to prowrestlingtees.com/chairshot again. In case you haven't done it halfway through the show when I told you before, go do it now! Do it now! Get yourself a t-shirt. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at A Winner Is You, the letter U. A Winner Is You. And that's it. You know, so while you're, you know, navigating all these different video game choices, just remember that it's dangerous to game alone. Take us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.